شفت الصور أحب الوفي As he peered into the car's rear-view mirror, Darren turned into an eyewitness to a horrendous and unbelievable accident scene. He had just executed a double overtake on both a Hyundai iX35 and a 32-wheeler truck and trailer traveling at a snail's pace. The occupants of the Hyundai were my sister Nazira and my brother-in-law Hussein. Couple were returning to Lanesia after attending a funeral in Stango. This happened immediately after they had iftar and were heading to the nearest town to perform Maghrib Salah. The road was dark and misty when Hussein swerved to avoid an animal, followed by an almighty bang. The left side of the Hyundai's bonnet smashed into the truck, and as he swerved again to regain control, a second impact triggered the opening of both the driver's as well as the passenger side airbags. This catapulted the car airborne for at least 200 meters into the darkness of the dry Valier's felt. Allahu Akbar and La ilaha illallah is all that the couple remember each other reciting. A ball of fire from the engine made them flee and run feverishly for whatever cover they deemed expedient as the dry winter grass ignited and encircled the vehicle which caught ablaze. A narrow escape, the mercy of our Creator. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved them from the blazing car, and I think it's purely because of their good hearts and good deeds. Darren was kind to execute a U-turn in this forlorn place and offer his cell phone to Hussein to summon for help. Within minutes of that call, my cousin Ziyad was outside my house in Lanesia, ready to rush out to Villiers. My son-in-law, Muhammad Fuad Mutala, immediately contacted all members of Sector 3 Lanesia South, who instantly called for Muslim brothers from surrounding areas of Balfour and Heidelberg. These men sacrificed their iftar and their tarawih and braved the icy evening cold to offer the requisite help at the horror accident scene. Throughout our journey to Villiers, they gave us timeless updates and reassurance on the well-being of the injured. Muhammad Azhar Bulbulya of YABS Advisory Service also sent me the names of his contacts who were on the scene and who remained there until the late hours when the tow truck and eventually collected the charred metal box, which was a Hyundai iX35. On that night, temperatures had dipped to below freezing. As the news spread, Mum became frantic, but Shabir, Farida, Rukshana and Bashir Valley were at her side throughout the night to offer family support. The paramedics at the scene were very kind too. We followed as the ambulance took the couple to the medic clinic for Vereeniging Private Hospital. All the medical personnel comprising of doctors, nurses, radiographers were on the ball in the execution of their duties, polite, comforting and supportive. It was most overwhelmed to see the foyer of the medical clinic flanked by large numbers of musallis from the Masjid al-Hamza in Extension 9. This reminded me of the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All believers are like one body. If his eye hurts, the whole body feels it. And if his head hurts, the whole body feels it. I would like to say Jazakallah khairan and a big thank you to all those who cared and shared in our ordeal. Once again, I am reminded of the words in Hadith. The one who did not thank the people also did not thank Allah. Sincere and heartfelt thanks to the one and all for their kindness, their concern, and their time, especially during this Mubarak month. Submitted by Sister Hawa Bibi.